define sanity?
Well, I wouldn't define sanity short of absolute truth. Now, I do believe, though, that there are certain things that, let's take the postulation of, say, sanity is healthiness. We'll say that when you do something that is unhealthy, that you're not being sane. Or if you do something that leads to a state that would produce as a result of unhealthiness, this might be called insanity. But by that very expression, we take an act, for instance, like I say, masturbation. And we say, well, that's perfectly all right, because so many New York doctors said that it didn't do a darn thing to you. Yet, if you find out, if you know, or in another generation, you know, say, suppose it doesn't do it, it's like taking a certain drug. They found out it didn't hurt the woman at all, but when the child came out, he had two stumps for legs. So this is the same thing that's implied there. They do not bother to identify the harm that they can't see, because they deny anything that they can't see. Modern psychology denies the mind outside of the visible body, or outside of experimental results, like the thing with Pavlov's dog or something of that sort. In other words, if they can carry out experiments and say they hear the reactions, well, reactions are physical. But they do not see the after effects or the interior effects. They can say, sure, now here's this fellow. We wired him up with an electroencephalograph, and we left him masturbate for 2 or 3 years, and he's just as efficient. He pays just as much taxes as he did before. But you get that fellow in your group. You get him in your esoteric group, and you read something, and the people, their intuition picks it up. But this man has no intuition for some reason. And we have them, believe me. We have lifetime examples that will admit it, that admit this. This is the reason they have no intuition, is because they could never shut the tap off long enough to start thinking. Right? And so consequently, this is something the psychiatrist denies. He says, that's an exceptional case, or that's nonsense, that's superstition, or you just imagine it. There's no such thing as esoteric sciences anyhow. He denies the whole field of esoteric science. So all that he's concerned with is a well-functioning body capable of working a slide rule. And this man that I'm talking about was a genius with a slide rule. He's an engineer. See? But as far as intuition, spiritual intuition, he had none. And then you take it, you go back, and when you develop the ability to look inside the human mind, and you look inside the mind of a child, and this child has no neuroses. There's nothing wrong. This child is happy and healthy. But when he gets old enough to where he can indulge in sex, he develops neuroses, not before. Not unless somebody tinkers with him, or her, see. Then there's neuroses develop, and they say, well, this has nothing to do with sex. Absolutely. What else did the child do? There has to be a connection. In other words, if you get sick, it has to be something you've been contacted in your environment or something you were born with. In other words, if you were born without a lung, naturally, it didn't come from your environment. That's a parental environment then. See? But I'm saying the average healthy child, there's just millions of these kids today who are instantly degenerated when they get to be 12, 13 years of age, because everybody is telling them this is the thing to do. And the morality of 100 years ago is looked upon as old-fashioned, as such, as with the implication that religion can be outmoded, and that there's a new type of religion, a permissiveness, whereby we can now have God and infinite perversion hand in hand. See? But what I'm saying is that psychologists and psychiatrists do not bother to go into the essence of man. They do not bother to go into his real essential nature. They only accept what they see, and that is a man working in a steel mill who somehow is developing a neurosis. He's unable to work at his job. He's about ready to leave 6 kids go on welfare, which would mean that the psychiatrist will have to help pay taxes to keep those kids, and everybody else will have to pay taxes to keep them. So we must get this guy back to work for the benefit of society. And of course, I say, the hell with society. Let's take care of a human soul. Let's take care of that human mind. And especially that childish human mind, which still has a chance yet. This is the point.